Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 119 today, verses 161 through 168. Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. It says, "Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word, like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you." Now, if you'll notice, he says at the very beginning here in verse 161, "Princes persecute me without cause." Princes could be important people, if you will. Those who have authority, those who have prestige, they go against him. But he valued God's opinion more. And I want to challenge you with that today. That's not going to be our full challenge for today, but partial challenge is this, twofold challenge. First part is this. Don't let those in this world who seem to be influential influence you. Let the Word of God be your influence. Let Jesus himself, who lives within you, if you're his child and you've received his forgiveness and he's sealed you with his Spirit, let God have control of your life and be your influencer. Don't let people be your influencers, because actually, if you follow Jesus, they're going to persecute you. But if you actually are liked by the world, Jesus said, that's not a good thing. So even though the psalmist said princes persecuted him, his heart stood in awe of the words of God. And that leads into our second part of our challenge for today, and that's this. Notice his attitude about God's law. Notice the psalmist's attitude about God's law. He follows how he feels about it with action. He says, "I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I stand in awe." But then he goes and he says, "I love your law and I praise you, and those who great peace have those who love your law." So there he's talking about how he feels about the law of God. And then it turns into action. "I hope for your salvation and I do your commandments. I keep your precepts." Do you see the difference? It's one thing to feel a certain way about the Word of God. It's another thing to actually do it. Jesus himself in John chapter 14 says this in verse 15. He says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Did you catch that? "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." In James chapter 1 verses 22 through 25 said this, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." The psalmist said, "I have great feelings toward your law. I stand in awe of it. I rejoice at it. I love it. And I praise you for it. But I also do your commandments. I keep your precepts." Today's challenge is twofold. Are you being influenced by the princes of this world, the influential people of this world, or are you being influenced by God and his word? And two, it's one thing to have a certain feeling about the word of God. There's a lot of people that actually have a bunch of Bibles in their houses, but do they do anything with the word of God? Do they read it? Do they study it? Do they treasure it? Oh, and do then they act on it? Do they allow the Spirit of God within them to live it out? The Bible says in the last days, there'll be those who have an appearance of godliness, but they deny God's power. Don't be one of those people. Don't be one of those people that appear to be alive, but actually they're dead. The way we'll know is not that we just know the word of God, but we do it. Not just that we love the Word of God, but we keep it. Not that just that we rejoice at God's Word, we act on it. I really hope this helps somebody out there today. Hope this helps many. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.